it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hey guys, it's Mike. I'm new to the podcast. I probably just found it about a month ago, so I'm trying to catch up, and I've really been enjoying it because I'm a huge horror fan, and I've had, as of last night, two experiences now with unexplainable things. So I'm going to share my stories real quick and, become a part of the family officially, I guess, by sharing this. So when I was a kid, about 5 or 6, I lived in the upstairs bedroom of my parents' place. And I was, something about that upstairs bedroom made me really uneasy growing up, and I just hated it. When I was a kid, I would scream and cry all night trying to get out of the room, and I would leave the room so often to go try and stay the night with my parents in their bed that they installed or like bought those child protective gates, and they wedges in between the doorways so I couldn't get out. But I would just climb over it and just scream and cry and climb over the gate and go try and stay with them again. And I guess I was so annoying that they bought 3 of them and they would stack them on top of each other so that the whole doorway was blocked so I couldn't get out. So I would climb to the top of the thing and scream and cry all night, but I couldn't leave the room. And I remember the scariest thing that happened to me in that room that I remember today pretty clearly, because it was that terrifying, was I would look into the bathroom, and in the doorway, there was like a silhouetted figure of a tall man wearing what looked like a cowboy hat or a top hat, but completely black. And I should have been able to make out features because he was right there, you know, right next, like the bathroom was connected to the bedroom, and the door was open all night. And I just looked in and I saw this figure standing there silhouetted in the doorway, completely black. And the craziest thing was, so I'm getting chills. The craziest thing was he was walking towards me, like his legs were moving, but he wouldn't leave the boundary of the doorway. And so he was stationary, but looked like he was walking, trying to get out of the bathroom, but he was just there all night, for a whole night, just walking towards me, but not leaving the bathroom, just this silhouetted figure. And so that was the first time that I experienced something paranormal, I would say, until last night. So right now it's 5 in the morning. I got to work early. I'm sitting in the parking lot and I'm just waiting. But so I recently moved to Colorado Springs and got my first apartment And so I moved from California to Colorado, got my first apartment. I've been living there for 2 weeks. And last night was pretty creepy. I love horror movies, like I said. I love scary things. So this didn't totally freak me out, but it definitely made me pretty uneasy. Kind of, yeah, it was scary. But so I went to bed around midnight and woke up a little while later, because it was so hot. Like I felt really hot. So I took some of the blankets off half my body and I was just laying there trying to go back to sleep. And so I fell back asleep. And then halfway between like sleep and awake, I hear footsteps from like right behind my head on the mattress. I have just a twin size air mattress on the ground against the wall. But I hear footsteps from behind my head walking around to the left side of my mattress, which is against the wall, but I can hear it as if the wall wasn't there. So walking past my mattress on my left side down to the front of my mattress by my feet. And then the footsteps stop and I just feel so uneasy. I feel like I'm being watched. I know that something just moved from behind me to the foot of my bed. And so I'm feeling pretty uneasy. And then my left leg, which has the blankets off of it, gets really cold all of a sudden out of nowhere. Like this cold, chill breeze just blew into my apartment. And so the whole like left side of my body is pretty cold now. And it's at this point I realize I can't move. It must be like sleep paralysis, but I'm awake. And it feels like I've been sleeping for hours at this point, but now I'm awake and I can't move. And I know that something is standing at the foot of my bed. So my eyes are open and I'm just looking at the ceiling because I can't move. And then I start hearing the whispering and, I can't make out what it is. It's pretty unintelligible at first, but it starts getting louder as the minutes drag on until I can start making out what it's saying. And it's a female voice, whispering like, wake up, Mike, wake up. And at that point I freaked out because now it knows my name somehow. So I hear my name getting called and I just muster up all my strength trying to move. And I manage to say, please stop talking. Like as calmly, as sternly as I can, please stop talking. And I don't hear anything and I'm laying there, but I still have that feeling of unease that I know something is right there. And I just know in my head that if I look down to the foot of my bed, I'm going to see something. I know she's going to be standing there. I'm freaking out because I'm like, I'm about to see another ghost. If I can somehow just figure out how to move my head down, I'm going to see a ghost. And so I'm straining with all my might. I just want to tilt my head down and look. And so I'm straining and I finally manage to do it and I break through and I break the sleep paralysis and I look down and there's nothing there in the hallway to my bathroom. Nothing's there. All of a sudden the feeling dissipates that I'm being watched and it's just like all of a sudden it was there. Now it's gone. So my neck is actually pretty sore right now from straining so hard to look down, but it was definitely something that freaked me out last night. I called my wife, who's still in California, right away, but she was asleep. I just needed to tell someone, so I figured who better to tell than you guys. But those were my experiences, my two ghost stories, and I hope you enjoyed because it freaked me out. Hopefully my apartment isn't haunted. I guess it's new, and I should have checked the history of the apartment when I got the place, but lesson learned. I'm going to go talk to the renters and, we'll see what's going on, but it was definitely an experience. So thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed. I love the show and I'll check in some other time. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. how to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.